We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Buttercup? We are back with another edition of the DNVR Rams podcast presented by Chef All Yang Mortgage. That's right. I am so stoked to announce our new presenting sponsor, Chef All Yang Mortgage. Mike and Virginia Chevalier are proud CSU alums, diehard Broncos fans, and have been supporting DNVR for a long time as members. They're a husband and wife team with over 15 years of financial service experience, and they want to help you out. Since your home is likely to be one of your largest assets, and your mortgage your largest debt, they believe it is vital to consider your full financial picture when purchasing a home. This includes considering your short-term and long-term planning goals, your investments, and your tax situation. Mike and Virginia will work tirelessly to find the best loan for your situation. Visit them at dnvrmortgage.com and get set up with a free consultation to discuss all your options. Call Mike directly at 970-412-2472 or visit www.dnvrmortgage.com. That's 970-412-2472 or visit dnvrmortgage.com. Michael Chevalier, NMLS number 1931006. How's your senior year treating you?
It's different. One of a kind of thing.
Are you online or are you in person at
all? It's a hybrid. So I have Mondays and Wednesdays in class and Tuesday, Thursdays online.
Are the class sizes limited at all?
Yeah, they are. There's like maybe 7-8 kids per class.
That's so weird.
I know. It's so weird.
I don't even think I had a class in high school that had less than probably 20 people in it.
Yeah, that's what it used to be, but now there's like two different days where people go in on, so it's weird.
You've been doing a lot of, you know, training with Tim and stuff. I saw, you know, how's that been going for you?
It's been going really good. Tim's helped me a lot throughout this whole process. He's been an advocate for me since day one, so, you know, keep working out with him. He's getting me ready for college, and, you know, extra work.
It looked like you've been doing some out-of-state stuff with, is that 7-on-7s?
Yes, sir, it was. Team Full Gorilla. We got to travel a little bit, playing some pylon 7-on-7. It was good, extra competition, playing against the best players from that state and even around the nation. So, yeah.
It looked like Caden Dudley was on your 7-on-7 team?
Yeah, we actually had a lot of D1 Colorado talent, like Terrence Ferguson, Caden Dudley, Shea Oladipo, Anthony Costanzo, he's on my PR team, and Full Gorilla. Even Marcellus Reed, he's really good PR and Full Gorilla, so we got a lot of talent on that team.
Have you and Caden got to the point yet where you're already talking trash about the CSU Boise State stuff?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We both want to go to that game this year if it happens. That I call it it's an ocean field kind of, it's water. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it. It looks like a concrete.
Oh, I hate it, dude. Yeah, I hate it.
It looks like a concrete with water in it, and he likes it, so whatever works for him, but definitely, we're always talking about it.
Do you think he was nervous to tell you that, you know, he's picking Boise State just given it was in the same conference? I mean, not really rivals per se, but two teams that have kind of some history.
Yeah, I know he was too. It was a big choice for him. We talked about it a lot, and ultimately, I told him, you know, I'd love for you to come play with me, but whatever decision is best for you is the one you have to make. He said he went on a visit to Boise, fell in love with it right away, and that's what's important. So,
what's it going to be like that first time, you know, you have to go against him? Have you even thought about it yet?
I have. I'm very excited, actually. win or lose, it'll always be good playing against him. We already planned a jersey swap after, so that's definitely happening.
Very cool. One of the things I definitely wanted to talk to you about is just this roller coaster ride you've been on with Colorado, and it looked like they weren't going to play, and then they were going to play. You know, I'm curious that at one point, were you kind of just like, screw it, maybe I should go play in a different state?
Definitely. That was one of the options. I considered moving down south. Ultimately, it would have happened if CSU didn't move their season to the spring. That was a huge impact on it because with my whole plan was I was going to graduate early, get to CSU in the spring, practice. But since they moved their season to the spring, it wouldn't be the same type of spring practice. I wouldn't be getting those same type of reps. I think I'd be more of a scout player, which, you know, it's good getting college reps and all that stuff. But moving was definitely an option. I'm glad I didn't. Now that we get to play this fall, worked out for the best.
You know, as a guy that's been committed for a long time, you know, you have multiple scholarship offers. You know, you didn't necessarily need another season. You know, I think it was very clear how bad you wanted to play. Why was it so important to you to, you know, advocate for Colorado to play this fall and not in the spring?
Yeah, there's two things to that. For one, everyone else on my team, like me and Caden, we're lucky enough, we're blessed enough to have those offers be committed already. But there's a lot of seniors on our team right now that don't have that offer that coaches are talking to, like, hey, let's get this senior film. But without the season, then they won't be able to get that. And so I was fighting for them, not only for myself, but my second point is I only have 1 year of varsity under my belt. So my dream going throughout middle school, being behind Ty, I want to play varsity, right? That's every kid's dream, playing high school varsity football. And only having 1 year, that's kind of, I mean, yeah, it's great and all, but my senior year, we won state last year, but if we can't do that my senior year, that'd take a big toll on all of us.
Do you think your teammates really appreciated the fact that, you know, you and Caden are out here advocating to play, especially as two guys who, you know, didn't necessarily need it or had as much to gain?
Yeah, they are very grateful. Me and Caden, we weren't really doing it for ourselves. We were doing it for everyone else. Not just our school, but the rest of Colorado, the seniors who don't have offers, they've all expressed that they're super grateful for us because they know that we didn't have to do that. But we did really want to, and we're happy that happened.
You know, obviously it gets complicated with the COVID stuff and we're not here to tell people what they should think about it, but will it be different, you know, this fall, given that, you know, there's probably not going to be big crowds? Is it still going to feel the same for you, do you think?
I know for Palmer Ridge, unfortunately, we didn't have the best fan base every year. So our stands aren't always full. It's usually just parents or student sections. Not the best, but, it'll feel different. We all accepted the fact, like, there's not going to be many fans on each side, limited numbers. But at this point, it came, like, we just want to play. We don't care, like, what guidelines there are, how many people there are. We just want to play.
You know, so you think you guys are at a point where, you know, you don't, well, I guess if there weren't, you know, massive crowds in the first place, you didn't really have to feed off that. You guys can just go out there and kind of do your thing. What, are you worried about, you know, jumping into practices? Have they talked about what that's going to look like yet? Do you know when week one is going to be?
I've heard a couple start dates, like September 28th, first day of practice, and then like October 8th, first game. Around that time, I don't know if those dates are really, those dates are set. But for PR, we've been doing like student-led practices. Most of our offense is returning starters. We have just a returning our first year starter running back, you know, with Ray Frule gone. Connor Cook, he's solid. He was third string last year, so this will be new for him. But he's ready from what I've seen. We've had a couple practices as a team together, so we'll be ready when the time comes.
Well, man, I really commend you for, you know, fighting for what you believe in, and obviously, you know, there's going to be critics, and I mocked the one person that tweeted at you that talked about, you know, undeveloped brains and stuff. It was that, you know, something that people were kind of coming back at you guys a lot with, you know, you guys aren't, you're not fully capable of, you know, thinking this entire thing through, or you guys aren't responsible enough to make these types of decisions?
We did get a lot of that, and people treat it like, oh, well, it's just a game. You know, we got to be safe. We get being safe, but it's more than just a game for us, which everyone's heard, but it's more than just hearing it. It's like actually knowing that it's a lot of, there's mental health issues with it. The futures are on the line without being able to play. So, being told that's like, we're not fully, like our brains aren't fully developed. We don't really know what we're talking about. That kind of, it's a little shocking to hear, especially because, you know, we're high school students where we want to play. But it wasn't the response I was expecting, but it was different. I wasn't really ready for that.
I just, the thing that bothers me about that, and I've never, you know, I'm not the preachy type of guy. So if people don't want sports to come back, I'm not going to try and change their mind. But the same type of people that'll sit here and talk about how, you know, they want high school students to be more politically active. You know, they want them to fight for things they believe in. They want them to care about things. And to me, I'm like, okay, well, these football players are doing that. They're taking a stand. They're fighting for something they believe in. They're using their voice. They're showing that they care about it. And then to mock it and act like, oh, like dumb little kids in their game. It bothered me.
Bothers me too.
You know, what have these last couple of months been like? I know it's probably been kind of weird just seeing some of the negative headlines with CSU. There's been some scandals and stuff. Was there ever any point where you kind of, you know, questioned your commitment, or, you know, are you still feeling strong about that?
I'm feeling pretty strong about that. I know the coaches up there. I've talked to all of them, talked to the players up there. I don't believe it's all true. That's my opinion. Everyone could have their own opinion. But for me and for the rest of the commits, the ones that stayed committed, we had one that left due to the allegations and all that stuff. But the rest of us, we're all in. So.
Back to the podcast in just a second. But first, a word from our sponsor, DraftKings Sportsbook. It sure was nice seeing the teams back out on the gridiron over the weekend. Lucky for us, that was just week one, and there's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week two, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the app now because you don't want to miss out. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. That's right, you can place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash a cool Benjamin. How could you pass that up? If you're new to DraftKings Sportsbook, head to the app now, scout their latest offers. Between live betting, props, everything they have to offer, it's just so much fun. Plus, DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code DNVR when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week two, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use the promo code DNVR during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Before we get back to the podcast, I've got to give you my DraftKings pick of the week. Now, obviously, it was kind of a rough start for the Nuggets in game one. The second quarter was questionably officiated, to say the least. And the Nuggets just really struggled to hit shots. I feel pretty good about the Nuggets going into this game, too. I think they're going to come out strong. I think you're going to see a team that has just continued to fight throughout this entire process. Right now, the Lakers are listed as 7.5-point favorites. I'm taking the Nuggets to cover at -110. I just feel like even if the Nuggets go down, they're not going to go down big, and they're going to find a way to come out of this game and even it all up. So, you know, if you're feeling real aggressive, maybe pursue the money line. But for the DraftKings pick of the week, I'm definitely going with the Nuggets covering that 7.5-point spread. What, you know, what kind of stuff that are the coaches relaying to you guys? Just kind of, you know, stay put, stay the course, and it'll even itself out over time.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they said. What Coach Lynch told me was the truth will come out. The truth always comes out. And they know what the truth is. Everyone, the players know what the truth is. We don't know who the whistleblower was. But it brought a lot of negative attention to CSU. And when the truth comes out, everything should be good again.
just as, you know, somebody from the outside looking in, and I'm sure you've been well aware of this because, you know, college athletics, they're always in the headlines for one reason or another, but was it kind of a reality check? Just be like, man, like things really escalate really quickly on the college level. You know, things happen in high school all the time and people, you know, coaches get fired, people move on. It's not necessarily this big national story, but, you know, even with CSU, it's not in Alabama, it's not LSU, but it's big enough to where if something happens, everybody's talking about it.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of rumors about CSU and they're not all the same rumors. And I'm like, okay, well, I know it's not true. I can't convince you otherwise. You're going to have to find that out for yourself, but it's hard to see these people and other schools try and like put down or like, how would I say this? Slander CSU's name, I guess. It's hard to watch and you kind of have to take it because you're like, all right, you'll see kind of thing.
You know, the last time we talked, you talked about how you really wanted to prove that, you know, CSU is a place that it can, you know, contend for conference championships. It can be ranked in the top 25. Given everything that's happening and, you know, people, you know, slandering CSU's name, as you put it, does that just kind of fuel your fire even more and, you know, make you want to prove them wrong that much more?
Definitely. It definitely does. For me and the commits, which we have a lot of, we're, I think, one of the most underrated classes. For CSU, this class will be, I think, a milestone, especially for this new coaching staff. This is the first class that this coaching staff has actually recruited. I think this class will make a huge impact on CSU, how people view CSU, and the winning tradition for CSU will come back.
You know, last time we talked, you guys were all talking quite a bit in the group chat. Is that still a thing? You guys still all pretty close?
Oh yeah, we're closer now than ever. We're all talking about, hey, when are we going to take this visit? Now, unfortunately, the recruiting deadline was pushed back to January 1st. So that's a huge bummer. But we all want to, I've met a couple of them, but for the rest of us, we're all just super anxious to get together and get started. So most of them I know are like, I think 1/3 of them are graduating early. So I'll be able to meet them then, but for the rest of them, I'll see them next fall or even over the summer.
You know, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. So if you don't know, you can totally just say, you know, I don't know. But as of right now, do you plan on signing in December?
I do. I was planning on it since last year, got all my credits done now. Now that if we played in the spring as a football team for PR, I probably wouldn't have graduated early. That's why me and my family were pushing so hard to play this fall. We were going to do whatever it takes to play this fall, whether that was moving or whatever. But I did want to get up there early. The coaches want me up there early, get those reps in and compete for a job.
So that's the plan then again, is hopefully it all goes well. You guys get through your fall season and then you'll come in and early enroll again.
Yes, sir.
Very nice, man. Well, thank you for doing this. It was, you know, great to catch up. I just wanted to talk to you. I know you've been really busy. It's been a weird couple of months for you, despite, you know, not having normal school, not having normal sports, all that stuff. All
right. Yeah, it's good to talk. Peaches out of Palisades, sweet as mama's marmalade. This shit sound like summer days, the windows down on harmony. The family band sing harmonies, my daddy played the drums. My mama slapped that bass, my sister sang these songs. Dancing under canopies, we thank the trees for all their leaves. We are just some drops of water, together make up seven seas. And one day I'll be like my father, one day I will learn to breathe. I'm choking on the thought that I am not the man I wanna be.